a podcast by two best friends who should have been sisters at birth.
And now they're your sisters you've never had.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Therapy has changed both of our lives in so many ways. It's helped us when we were in the process of getting out of toxic relationships, when we've moved into brand new cities and lived alone, and when we were making other big life decisions such as major career changes. It's even helped us now with everyday conflicts that come up in life.
We get so many questions on the daily about how to find the right therapist, and we have the solution for you. With BetterHelp, you can find the right therapist for you that fits your budget and your needs. The best part is that you can do this all virtually within your own home.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. You can choose flexibly between video call or just phone if you don't feel like getting ready. You can even leave notes for your therapist and message them between sessions if you need more help outside your scheduled appointment.
So what are you waiting for? Run, sisters, don't walk. Book your session today, and that's the first step of becoming your best self. Therapy has changed our lives, and we can't wait to see how it can help change yours.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and as a Sisters You've Never Had listener, you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad.
That's betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad. We've also linked it down below for easier access.
Welcome to another episode of Sisters You've Never Had.
I'm Lisa.
And I'm Teresa.
And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that actually someone requested on Instagram for a while ago. We just never got to it until now. So I'm sorry, but we're getting to your requests. So the topic is, and the person asked, should you bring up your significant other's past? And if you're going to do it, how to do it? And should you even care about their past, etc.? So let's just dive right into our thoughts. So Teresa, what do you think?
So I'm really nosy, and I think it's fair to ask about my boyfriend's past. So I think it's fair to ask if you're dating them. So if you're seriously dating them, this is like your actual like significant other, like boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then I think it's fair to ask. If you're just seeing someone, I feel that it's like not quite appropriate to ask yet. I've had like guys that have asked me when like we're like nothing.
Yeah.
I haven't even done anything with them, but they would just ask me and I'd be like, yo, that's fucking weird. Like that's too much.
Yeah. Okay. So what is ask though? Like what kind of questions are you asking?
So like, I would be curious as to like, I would just ask them like, oh, like, so how many
people have you slept with?
Like, yeah. How many like girlfriends have you had in the past? Like, I would just kind of start through that. Like, so how many relationships have you had in the past?
Yeah.
And that would be kind of like a determined question for me as to like how many they slept with. But also I'll ask them as well, like, oh, so how many like people have you slept with? And then they'll give me a number.
So you don't think it's appropriate to ask something like that until you are dating officially?
Yeah, or like at least like things are getting serious towards the dating officially route.
Okay.
Yeah. But like I've only ever had this conversation with like my like two significant others, like my two boyfriends, where I would bring it up and they would tell me. They've actually never brought it up to me first.
Yeah.
So like with my ex, for instance, like he actually didn't even want to tell me. He was really open with telling me, but he was like kind of like hesitant. I had to like grab it out of him.
And which question was this? The girlfriend one or the sleeping one?
The sleeping one. Cause he's like, you know how many girlfriends I've had. He's like, I had three girlfriends. I'm like, okay, how many people have you slept with? And I had to ask him like three times before he finally gave me an answer. And he's like, yeah, like nine. And I was like, oh, that's so many.
Okay, what is an acceptable number for you, for your future guy?
I don't know. I find that like guys' kill counts are so high. So like,
They could also be lying.
Yeah, I'm sure they're lying. It's like, I know girlfriends who lie to their significant others.
Yeah, like and girls that, like, make it lower, guys make it higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure. Okay, like I know my ex is super honest and he would like not like lie.
Yeah.
So, but then I thought like nine was a lot considering like mine was like still within one hand.
Yeah.
So like I was like, holy shit, that's a lot. Like yeah. Being all extra and shit. And he's like,
oh, but were you? Did you mean it? Like, did you?
No, actually? I was like half kidding. Okay, but okay. At the same time, that was like high for him because I thought he was just the most wholesome guy. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you low key had a hoe phase. Okay, yeah.
That's so interesting because okay, so not my ex boyfriend, but like the guys that I went on dates with after that. It's funny because my friend and I, she always goes like, how do guys always ask you this question so quickly? Like I ask
quickly.
Yeah, like guys that
they ask you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I wonder if they're trying to sift out whether or not you are like wifey or not.
I don't know. I don't really care because my number is like so low. So I don't really care. Yeah, I feel like even if my number is high, like I feel like I would still say it anyway.
Yeah,
and I feel like everyone on this podcast already knows my number from a previous episode. But anyway, I feel like, you know, it's interesting because every guy that I have had this conversation with, and I'm super chill because like, because I am dating, like I literally don't care. Like my standards are much lower right now because I'm not looking for a boyfriend. So if you ask me that question, you know, unless if it was like literally out of the blue and like right when you met me, but like, you know, assuming we've like talked about a lot of stuff and then you eventually asked me, like, I don't really care. But, and then I would ask them back and like, let me tell you,
the lowest number
that I've heard so far. Then, okay, these are the three numbers I've heard.
Oh my God. Okay, tell me.
The lowest is 18.
What?
The next one is 25. And then the next one was like 30 something 40.
Oh my God. Okay. And we're also not slut shaming. I think me and Lisa are also very, I don't know. Are we conservative?
I think we're
not conservative, but also like we're not, we're kind of in the middle maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So to answer.
We're not like toes and we're not hoe shaming.
Yeah. Like I think to answer the question though of like, should you ask for your partner's pass and should they ask you?
I think you should ask if you want to know. Like if you're curious, why not? Like you're seeing this partner and you're going to be part of his kill count and he's going to be part of yours. I think it's fair to ask.
Okay. My opinion is this. I think you have the right to ask. Like 100%. The right is, it is in your power to ask, especially if like they are your serious partner. Like the question of should you ask is more like, I feel like my question to this person or just like people in general is like, I think you need to be very, very in tune with yourself. So I have, to give you an example, like the person that told me the number like 30 something 40, like that's when he told me, like I was surprised, but like if I were to ever date this person seriously, it would literally not bother me whatsoever. Mm. Assuming that, you know, you don't have like any like disease or like you don't secretly have a child, like whatever, like assuming all else like normal, like I actually don't care what your number is. You can literally come to me and said you've slept with 200 people, but right now you are STD free, COVID free, don't have a child.
Oh my
like,
God.
I would be fine. I honestly
think if it's like 200, that'd be a red flag for me. I think I low key judge them based on their number.
Okay.
Cause I'm like, maybe you had like, but it's, I don't know. I feel like I low key do judge them. If it's like in the hundreds, okay, I'm like, yo, this man maybe has a sex addiction.
Because, okay, so the reason why I know this is because, and I think there's a few different factors here, and that's why to answer this person's question of like, should you ask? It's not so much like, do you have the right to ask? Because like, you do. It's more like, are you prepared to hear the answer? Because like, I think just like, okay, like even right now between me and Teresa, there's already a difference, right? Like, cause I'm saying that no matter what number you give me, I literally don't give a shit. And you're just like, oh, I would judge you
in the hundreds. Yeah, I would. Of course. I think
I
would.
I think the reason why I think I don't care is because like I have had experience with, you know, my ex-boyfriend. At the time, I thought his number was high. No, not after I've now gone on dates with these people. And now I'm like, the starting number is basically 20 now. So I'm like, okay.
I think that's like the average for dudes.
Yeah, for sure.
The average for guys is easily like double of like the average of women.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm like, who are these guys having sex with? If like, it's like, it doesn't match up.
Yeah. No, but also like, I think for me though, I think the reason why I don't care is because I realize the element that doesn't make me care is the way like they treat me and like whatever. Cause as you know, my ex-boyfriend, he was like very, very devoted. Mm-hmm. So even when he told me his number initially, I thought was high, but I literally like, it didn't matter to me because I was like, the past is the past. And like, as long as, you know, I'm the person you're sleeping with now, you're not going to sleep with anyone else while you're sleeping with me.
Yeah.
And And as of right now, if we're planning a future together, I'm going to be your last person. So like for me, that's why I don't care. But I think it's also because throughout the relationship, he has also made me feel very secure about myself. Yeah. Like, and I think it would be different if like, and I think the number would start to impact you if, let's just say, the guy already kind of makes you feel a little bit insecure. Let's just say like he doesn't make you feel your body make you feel beautiful. Like, let's just say
if he's like making comments about other women.
Exactly.
And all that. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Then I think that
I think that's when you're like, maybe you shouldn't ask because. Okay, first of all, you shouldn't be with them.
I think you should still ask. But like, I think this would be really telling of who they are and their character. If they're making comments about other women and
you shouldn't just be with them. Yeah.
Like, that's a red flag, honey.
Exactly. Like, I think it's not so much the number. It's like about how he's treating you, you know, present day. Because if he already makes you feel confident and like, if he's so devoted, then like, why does it matter what his past was almost? But then...
I guess for me, I think it hits, like, I do understand and get that, like, you know, how they treat you is really important. But I think that if it's excessive, like something crazy, like unheard of, if like a guy's average is 20 to 30 and this guy's telling me like 258, I'd be like, oh my Lord. Like,
maybe, I mean, you would have to understand why.
I would also like, it would be also a red flag for me if it's like that high.
Okay.
That high.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think like
if it's like high enough where I'm like so shocked, then like, okay. But like, you know, I would also consider like the average of like dudes in their like 20s and 30s and think, okay, like, you know, the average is actually much higher than like the average of a woman's.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was exaggerating with the number 200. I don't know how I would feel once I hear that number, but the person that I've heard that was the highest for me was like 40. And because I do have a very good understanding of this guy's personality and he is very loyal and he is a really, really good guy. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I did date him, like the number 40 really wouldn't bother me as long as I think that's what I mean. Because I feel like if he's already kind of like having playboy tendencies, like, you know, Cam on Too Hot to Handle.
Yes.
Like, you know how he was so tempted when like Tabitha was like, do you want to look? And he was literally like, oh, I don't know. Do I want to look? Like, it's like that type of attitude. I think that the high number would complement that other additional red flag. It would like make the red flag redder. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for me, like if you're already shown how like devoted you are and like whatever for me, it wouldn't bother me as much if it was on the higher end.
I think it would bother me at first to start and I would keep an eye on it. And then like maybe, and then I think over time I'll like, you know, chill a bit knowing that he's showing me like signs that he is like devoted.
He's a
good person.
Exactly.
But then I feel like if it's early on in the relationship, like 2 to 3 months where you typically ask that question, because that's when I have typically had those conversations with significant others. You don't really know yet. Like it's like still the honeymoon phase and he's still treating you like a queen, but like six months to like 12 months later, like the behavior changes a little.
Yeah.
And so I want to take that into consideration too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think another thing that is telling is if you are asking yourself, like, should I ask my partner? I feel like that kind of in itself is kind of already a red flag because why do you feel uncomfortable to not ask them?
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you're already having that debate yourself, it's like, shouldn't you guys have like an open?
Exactly. Like, and you should also be open when you're wanting to ask, you need to be open to share your number too, because he will ask right back.
Yeah.
And so, you need to be ready for that. So like when you bring it up, you also like, don't have him just share his number and then like not be willing to share yours, because he will want to know. And if you don't tell him, he will be upset. So like, it should be an open dialogue and conversation. And it should come naturally after the relationship's conversation.
Yeah. Like, okay. So that's another question. Like, don't you think it's also kind of like a not a so good sign if, you know, you have to feel the need to lie?
Oh,
don't you think that's kind
of I've never felt the need to lie.
But I mean, I was playing off of your friends.
I've had a friend who like told her partner like a lesser number, and now she has to like try to remember that number, like what it is.
I'm dying.
And I think it's so funny.
No, but like, don't you think that's kind of like
a red flag.
Like, why do you feel like you have to hide?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you should be so authentically yourself in a relationship that...
But I feel like maybe they want to be like, they want to put themselves like in a more respected place in the eyes of their partner. So they don't want their partner to think that they're a hoe or they've been a hoe.
But I feel like
this friend had like maybe like double the number of me.
Okay.
And so that's why she lied to her partner. Or like maybe like double or triple the number of me. But it was like maybe higher for like a female.
Yeah.
And then to her partner, she didn't want to be judged by him and she wanted to be considered a serious contender. They're still together.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Years.
Isn't that like
I know,
a sign?
I know. That is
like, why do you...
But I wonder how normal it is that like women play down their numbers.
I think it
I think, okay,
normal.
So... Do you think?
Like,
I think
on, like,
it's
my
normal. Discussing?
I think it's normal. And I can also see where women are coming from within the dating phase and like the first few dates or whatever. And they haven't really, you know, asked you to be their girlfriend yet. Mm-hmm. And you want to play down the number. I can kind of see that in a getting to know you phase. But mm-hmm. I think the minute you are in a serious relationship, I feel like I can't understand it as much because
but
I feel like by then you've already
for 2 to 3 months. Like, it's like you're seriously seeing each other. You're actually boyfriend and girlfriend, but it's still too early on.
I don't think that's too early.
Yeah, that's what happened to a friend of mine. But then at that point, 2 to 3 months, she still was like not comfortable saying her full number.
Interesting.
And then I guess like from now on forward, she needs to say
okay.
this fake number.
But I think you kind of know my perspective on this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so polarized on the side. Always, always.
Yeah.
To be,
and, like, be
authentic.
Honest.
Be authentic
be
to
you.
Yourself. Like
yeah.
if you, like for me, it's so easy, right? Like I even portray this on Instagram as well. Like I literally give like a very no bullshit brand. I think like on Instagram, mm-hmm. like, and even on YouTube, like I just, mm-hmm. like, I'm not gonna like lie to you or lie about myself
yeah.
or like whatever.
I think that
like, for me, it's like a test. Like if I tell you my number and that scares you off, okay, bye. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
For
that's
me,
true.
It's a filter. For me,
yeah,
it's a test.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like I want you to love me for like all parts
yeah,
of me. Like why
yeah.
should I have to like feel embarrassed to be me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And like, why does your past like, have to construe your relationship with that partner. Like
yeah.
considering like you have not like hit like the hundreds or a ridiculous number that maybe like could be alarming to your partner. But if it's like an average number for a woman, like why not? Like,
well, even if it's high, like
it's higher,
to be honest,
like yeah.
I think that, you know, if I ever, before I meet my future husband, if my number ever gets really high, like I feel like, I think I would just be like, okay, but I was single for so long and I was like, but the important thing is you are all that matters to me now. So it's like, if you don't believe that, then that's kind of on you. Like I've already done everything I can
yeah.
to show
then,
you
like,
that
he's
I'm
not
the
right person.
Exactly.
For you.
And
yeah.
I think that's why.
But I think like the annoying thing is like guys will just like be like, oh my God, no, like she's a hoe.
But I think that that's,
then,
that wouldn't be the right person.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I think that people who want very, very low number counts or whatever, or
yeah.
they're more
like,
conservative, they would probably want to date a conservative girl
yes.
anyway.
Yeah.
They probably
right.
wouldn't
that's
date
true.
Two girls who talk about this on a podcast, you know?
That's true. That's true. And I feel like we're kind of on the conservative side too, like when it comes to...
Yeah.
Sex. Like we aren't, but we are.
Yeah.
yeah.
I think like we aren't in a way that we're very open-minded, but like for
yes.
me at least, it's like all about safety and like
yeah.
comfort and trust.
And like for me, it's like about being in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And like I'm literally a demisexual. I can't have sex with you unless like I like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's like our take on it.
Yeah.
But, like,
exactly.
Okay. So how would you bring up this conversation? So I mentioned I would like bring it up when I asked them about their past relationship. Like, hey, like how many people have you dated? Who have you seen? And
yeah.
after that, I'd be like, okay, so how many people have you slept with? And that's always gone well for me. It's always worked.
Okay, I think that's a really great strategy. I think the people whose numbers I gave out, like the 18-25, like
yeah.
whatever.
Did you just straight up ask?
No, I think
did
those
they straight up ask.
I think these conversations have literally always happened when we were drunk. So like I don't know if that is like a helpful strategy, but I think that like in the moment when they asked me and I asked them, I didn't feel butt hurt and they didn't feel butt hurt. And we
but
were
then you're just
like,
casually seeing them. But if it's
yeah.
like a serious relationship, have you ever had this conversation with a serious person?
Oh, for sure. Like my last boyfriend, I can't remember. Okay. So this is kind of why I was explaining, like, I think you need to be in tune with yourself and be
mm-hmm.
very like internally confident because so my last partner, I honestly can't remember how this conversation happened because like it happened like within the first few months of us dating, I'm sure. I think it was okay. I feel like if you are comfortable sharing your number first, like I think with him, like, he knew I was, he was going to be literally the second person. Mm-hmm. And when I shared that with him, I think I was kind of like, that's why I'm like a little bit nervous, like, yes, and yes. Like vulnerable with like moving into that big mm-hmm. move, because mm-hmm. I was like, you're literally the only, like, the second yeah. person. Right. So then I think after that, I was like, what about you? Like, how many people, mm-hmm. like, so I kind of put myself in the vulnerable position first, mm-hmm. and then it almost kind of like forced his hand to tell yes, me his yes. number. 'Cause I was kind of just curious, like, I want to know what I'm dealing with. Like, can you relate to how I'm yeah. feeling right now, where I'm actually nervous because I don't have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. then he was also, you know, like, I think this is the part where I was emphasizing, like, being confident, because he was able to tell me the number, mm-hmm. but when I asked the next follow-up question, which was, have you slept with anyone that I know?
Oh, no.
I think I was just curious.
Because that's so smart. I should have done
thank
that.
Thank you. What? Thank you. No, so I asked this because we went to the same university. We yeah. also went through the same program. Yes, we yes, were yes. also in the same summer internship. Yeah. So I was kind of just like...
The world is fucking small too.
Yeah. And okay, for me, asking this question, I really didn't care who he slept. Like, genuinely, because I knew he was like very into me. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't... I literally wasn't asking to, like, be jealous or, like, whatever. I honestly just don't like to be in a position of shock. So, like, mm-hmm. there was... Because there was already a girl on his list that I knew he slept with. Mm-hmm. And we kind of run in the same circles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like, the fact that I'm dating him, knowing that she had previously slept with him, when we're in, like, another, like, party together, I'm more self-aware. Like, I'm not like, wait, why is she... Because actually, she ended up texting him to be like, hey, we should grab coffee sometime, mm-hmm. like, as friends. And initially, I didn't yeah. even blink. But yeah. then afterwards, I found out that they actually had a thing together and mm-hmm. they slept together. So then that message to me yeah. later yeah. became, yeah. like, a big flag. No.
Yeah, because sure.
initially, I'd be like, yeah, just go have fun, whatever. Oh, like, yeah. I love
but
her.
You need to know. You need to know.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why you want to know about their exes and their history and their past. Like, even,
you just
like,
don't want to be surprised.
Exactly. Even outside of just, like, who they slept with, like, you want to know, like, who they've seen, who they've had a thing with, who they even liked, who liked them.
Yeah.
So that when they're one day grabbing, like, coffee or drinks with someone, like, it's not like...
Or, like, they're hanging out at a party where you yeah. know those people are going to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're not, like, the stupid one.
Exactly.
For that it's to about, happen in front of your fucking eyes.
Exactly. Like, it's about
awareness.
Being smart. Yeah. Aware. Exactly.
Exactly. But, exactly.
So his response was very much like, why do you have to know, like, blah, blah, blah. And he
what
like,
what the fuck? I hate when guys say that.
Me too. So, okay, God, first of all.
Just fucking say it, bro.
Don't get me wrong. Like, okay, I know not, this might not relate to all guys, but I genuinely felt like my partner at the time was trying to look out for me because I yeah. think his last girlfriend was very insecure. Mm-hmm. So I think he thought that by telling me, I would go crazy. Like, he mm-hmm. thinks that I, and I have actually seen past partners do this mm-hmm. where it's like, after they told them, like, they became obsessive with those people, like, on social media or, like, okay. whatever. And I think, I genuinely think that the reason why he didn't want to tell me was because he thought I would, like, go off the rails. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think, like, my advice, or I don't even know if this is advice, but I think my take on it is, like, if you're going to ask, you know, very detailed questions, make sure you're not going to go freak off the rails out. Or yeah. like freak out because you're going to,
unless you knew he like fucked your like best friend or something like,
yeah.
And that's like brand new to you.
Yeah, exactly.
But then with that, like you just like, you can't expect it.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
be mentally like prepared.
Exactly. I think that's what
whatever
I'm
it is.
Exactly. Like be very like in tune with yourself, confident with your relationship yeah. when you do go in asking these questions, because like the last thing you want for your own mental health is to then freak out about it. But then second of all, you don't want to like freak out, and then it gives your partner the impression of like, well, I don't want to tell you anything now because like
yeah, exactly.
it would almost be oh, like yeah,
yeah,
suicide.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah. So like typically after these conversations, when I have spoken to my exes or like talked to them and try to get out of them, like, who their exes are, who they've seen, and who they've slept with, I always act super cool about it. I'm always
yes.
like, oh, cool. Like, oh,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah that's yeah. great advice.
I'm always you have acting to be- super chill about it. So that way, I can always ask them for more information later on.
Yes. Ladies,
another
if you...
Day.
Actually, not even ladies. Anyway,
everybody,
ladies and
anybody.
Gents. if you are, and non-binary, if yes. you are listening to this, okay, if you're going to ask these questions, you better be a fucking refrigerator and be cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
Like, the coolest, yes. coldest yes. bitch, like, literally, like, yeah. no emotion. Because the minute, like, just the minute like, oh, you okay, show, cool. like, any type of, like, psycho tendencies, say goodbye to future answers.
Oh, my God.
You gotta be literally a refrigerator. Like, you just gotta be, like, cool, like, so cool to the point that, you yeah. know, you're unbothered.
Yeah. yeah. Well, like, for my exes, I would, like, be a little freaked out, a little bit low-key at first, but then I'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's, yeah, yeah, it's yeah. not a big deal.
And the goal here is to genuinely not care because, like, yeah. I should hope that you are in a relationship that is giving you so much emotional stability and confidence and not making mm-hmm. you insecure because I think that, like, another great, I guess, like, almost, like, takeaway is that if you ask these questions and the answers make you so, like, you know, you're uncomfortable and you're, yeah. like, just so, yeah. like, just giving you that, like, you know, that bad feeling, then mm-hmm. maybe it's actually a sign, not just about not his the answer, one. But, like, yeah. your relationship.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Yeah,
because I think you should be able to hear these answers and be, like, okay, like, okay, I can see, like, I'm not, like, happy with it, but, like, mm-hmm. I can see that it was in your past and that's not who you are now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I've, like, heard from my exes, like, who they've seen and who they dated and how many they've slept with. And, like, I would, like, not be, like, fully comfortable coming out of it. But then, like, in a few days, in a few weeks, I would, like, gather my thoughts and I would be fine later on.
Yeah. And, like, genuinely fine.
Yeah, genuinely fine based on how they've treated me, based on, like, how, like, these girls are genuinely in the past and how they've, like, proven to me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, like, I mean, like, give yourself some space, like, allow for yourself to kind of feel, like, a little shook.
Yeah.
But then try yeah. not to show it as much.
Yeah. Literally, like, if you need to run into a room and scream in a pillow, do yeah. that, like, without him knowing type of thing. Like,
yes,
just
yes,
keep exactly. your composure.
Exactly.
And just then freak cool out honey. Later, talk yeah. to your girlfriends after, yeah. have wine, get drunk, yeah, like, whatever
exactly,
it is. But,
exactly.
like, he cannot know
that. Yes.
It exactly. is because.
Exactly. Unless he does something suspicious, like,
yeah.
like, you know, goes out with her or, like.
Oh, yeah. They you know, should
or,
not.
Like, yeah. Or, like, hang out with someone that they, like, used to fuck, then, like, okay, then yeah. you have all the right to, like, do whatever you want to do and say what you want to say. But, like, yeah. this is just, like, good for you to know.
Yeah, exactly.
For
exactly.
those purposes. But, like, those purposes are rare unless your man is sus.
Yeah. I'm dead.
Which men are.
Which men honestly
and I've
are.
Seen that happen.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah. 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 Oh, my God. That's so true. But, yeah, anyway, we hope this episode helped you. We hope it answered your question.
Yes. Yes. We hope that you found this helpful and maybe you talked to your boyfriend about it or maybe you're about to talk to them now. Regardless, we hope that you liked our advice and we wish you all the best in this conversation. And yeah, as always, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with your friends, family, or even your significant other. And be sure to follow us as well if you miss us. We're available on all of our social media channels. And we cannot wait to catch you next week for another episode of Sisters You've Never Had.
Bye!
Bye!